Max.
105 WMAX, Philadelphia.
Wake up, Billy.
It's time for the Max Morning Show with Tara and Jessica.
Go!
Mark the Engineer. Maricel with Celebrity Hotspot. Gil Richards with Sports. And Amy Manning with Traffic and Weather. And now, here's Tara and Jessica.
Woohoo! Woohoo!
Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
Peace, push!
Woohoo! It's not pretty, but it'll do.
Good morning, Philadelphia. Coming back 20 to the hour here at Max 105. How the hell are ya?
I'm alright. How are you, Jessica?
I'm alright.
That's good.
A little hot here in the studio.
It's very hot here in the studio.
I'm about to strip down my bra and panties, I tell you. And so is Gil.
He's already is. I think he looks better than you do, though.
Oh, no. What did I tell you about wearing mine, right, Gil? Woo, so, boy, have we got a hot show coming up for you people tonight.
Today, we do indeed.
Whatever.
Special guests.
We have, going on? We've been buzzing about the station for a while and kind of raising a ruckus and being damn the Manny here. But Bunny Revolo's here in the studio. She's out. What the hell is she?
I don't really know.
She's
what
production
she is.
Something.
Someone.
She's
the station man. Owner. She's the man woman.
She's the man. So she's going to be here to have a little rap with us. It should be informative and fun.
Mm-hmm.
And as always, we got some really juicy celebrity dish for you and some pathetic updates from the world of sports and some pathetic updates from the world of weather and traffic with the ever pathetic Mark, the ex-engineer.
Who's sober today?
Sober today, which is even worse.
And Jess, you're out for blood tonight.
She's scared. She's very
scared.
I'm so
hot and tired. I'm going to take off my shirt. I swear to God. I'll do it.
Well, how about that?
But
I think we got some songs coming up before you get naked.
Yeah, before you get naked.
What do we listen to? Jane's Addiction?
Jane's Addiction. Here's music for you to get naked by this morning, don't you think?
I think so. Jane Says.
Jane Says. It's a fabulous tune to take off
Max
your
105.
Clothes.
Jane Says. And everyone's naked right now in our
yes!
studio.
Yes! Oh.
And it's 3:45. No, it's not 3:45.
God, it's 1:45 here in the studio, Max 105, and we hope your morning commute is
going
as well as our show is.
It's going very well today.
And hey, speaking of our really, really good, awesome, wonderful, well put together, well listened to show, Bunny Revolo.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
Thank you for joining us in the studio.
Hi. It is really warm in here. We'll do something about the air conditioning. I know it's been a problem at a lot of stations. Older buildings with newer technology. It gets a little rough. But you're troopers, you're true professionals.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
That.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
We don't usually get visited by upper management here in the studio.
No, they usually just ignore us.
Just hand us the memos and go on their
Well,
way.
Today is an exception.
Sorry, we're irreverent. You do know that.
Oh, yes. That's one of the reasons why we love you so. We're really, upper management at Fuzzy Channel Communications is really very pleased with your performance. We think you're really great. But we have a really big announcement we want to make today, and we think everybody in the Max 105 audience is really going to be happy about
Gil
it.
Gil looks like he's going to cry.
Gil's eyes
I know there have been a lot of rumors over the past few weeks about what's going on with the station. And now we just want to put them all to rest and tell you exactly what it's going to be about.
Always a motherly
okay.
figure.
Yeah. Drum roll, please. Do you have that sound effect over there? How about that dent da 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 da? I hear you guys playing. Is that intern over there? What's his name? Chad. I met him in the hallway. He came
Chad.
Up and was bugging me the whole time.
Yeah, we sent Chad out to photocopy.
Yeah, he was giving me his
resume.
He'll
be photocopying for the next 6 hours.
And I told him, I said, I don't have a job for you. But anyway, the announcement is...
That's Engineer Amy.
Drum roll, please. I'd like to announce a new format. A new format change.
What?
A new format change.
Format.
Max 105 is going to can alternative rack and go.
Boo.
And go. Ready for this? All Britney, all the time.
Brittany who?
Brittany who? Must I say Brittany who? Britney Spears, of course.
Oh,
the most
no.
hottest, the most fantabulous artist working today.
You know
what? This was never part of the deal.
No, wait, no, no, listen, listen, listen.
Throw me a freaking bone.
No, listen, please, before you cast aspersions on Britney Spears, let me just say, she is one of the top-selling artists of today. Her and, Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, and Christine Aguilera, many... Oh, please, they sell a lot
this
of...
Sucks,
now, hold
said.
Your tongue here. There is a good reason for this, and I have to tell you, it's all a corporate decision. It's all having to do with the bottom line.
Always
let me please
it.
Tell
always
you this.
The man, isn't it?
This show is very highly Start
off,
rated,
boss
okay?
Man.
This show is very highly rated, but what happens is that people tune out in droves after your show.
Well, then
I
our
have
show
the statistics
should stay
right
the
here.
Way that it is, then.
We want you guys to stay. We don't want to break up this wonderful morning team that we have here, but there's going to have to be a music change. That means you're going to have to play more Britney Spears, a little more of a direction towards the audience that Britney attracts. So there's going to be, like Maricel,
8-year-olds.
Like 12 years, a little bit more news about like what goes on in Nickelodeon.
12-year-olds have a very busy commute in the morning.
We're too irreverent.
Well,
for
kids are going to school. Well, kids are going eating breakfast. They're going to school. They
eating
get you there.
Breakfast.
They're having study hall. You know, they can listen on their Walkmans. You know, it's all. They're a very
we go
big
all
audience.
All Jess and Tara all the time.
All Jess and Tara.
Well,
all
we could,
time.
But they would be awfully exhausted.
You know.
We're going to play some Britney Spears later in the show. In fact,
maybe right after
Lyle,
the sports section.
Lyle Orbman.
How about underneath the
sports Lyle Orbman, who's going to be your new manager, will be appearing. He's coming in soon. He's just flying in from Dallas right now as we speak. I have to go. Somebody's got to go pick him up. I'll send Chad the intern out.
Damn, the
and he's
man.
Gonna come
what
in,
is going on?
And he's
going
to introduce himself. He's going to discuss all these wonderful changes. I don't want to steal his thunder. Because, you know, it's a wonderful day in Philadelphia radio. Don't you think, ladies?
It's a sad day for Max 105.
Oh,
don't
no,
you think,
no,
listening
no,
public?
No.
I like my job.
Oh no, you have a job. See, that's it. You have a job.
I like
you don't want to take away your job. You
but the irreverence. What about the irreverence?
Well, you might have to scale those down.
8-year-olds don't want to go have a beer with us.
Well, see, you have to scale down. You have to
change.
Well, yeah, you will have to change a little bit of your material. A little less. Listen now, fewer references to alcohol and drugs.
What about the sex? Is the sex
Well, see, that's the thing. No
masturbation,
I'm sorry. No, that won't work. So,
what about Celebrity Dish? What is Marisol going to talk about? Big Bird?
Well, there are a lot of... 12-year-old celebrities, the Olsen twins, for example, they have a very lively, fulfilling
and
life.
And I'll tell you what, they just covered the new Weezer single,
no, they
Island
didn't.
In the Sun.
Well, there
yes,
you
they
go.
Did
oh,
in
they,
their
did.
Movie.
They did.
See, I can see the Olsen twins being worked in a heavy rotation.
How do you know that?
I knew that too.
I'm
said
a virtual
that.
Cliff Clavin of pop culture trivia.
Well, ladies, look. I think for
it's
today, you better enjoy your hippie music or whatever that stuff you play is, because after today, alternative rock is in the can. It's in the hopper. It's gone because nobody buys alternative rock anymore.
Girlfriend.
Who buys this stuff? Jane's Addiction? I mean, that's so negative. Who would buy that anymore? I mean, come on. That song, you know what that song was about. It wasn't about punching cookies, ladies. Please. So, enjoy for today, because Monday when you come in, it's going to be wall-to-wall Britney. There'll be Britney posters all over there, everywhere. Justin Timberlake, her and Justin Timberlake. I'm sure you can make Celebrity Dish every day about Britney and Justin Timberlake.
I need
Maricel looks very excited.
Have your beer today, because on Monday, it'll all be gone. Okay,
I think
so
we need
continue
to cut
with
to
your
song.
Show.
Let's
think
get,
it
let's go.
Get over this.
Okay.
Well, thanks for stopping by.
You're very welcome. This
news.
Has been Bunny Rivallo. I'm the general
tidings.
Sales manager for Fuzzy Channel Communications, making this grandiose announcement. So enjoy your alt rock for today, kitties,
call
because
in
it'll
your
be gone.
Disdain.
Call
in.
In
your
well,
disdain.
It's not going to do any
station.
Bloody good right now, so you'll have to live with it.
Save the station.
Well, ta-ta, everybody.
Here's a song while we freak out.
Spoonman.
Max 105.
Soundgarden.
Yeah.
105 WMAX, Philadelphia.
Sucks. Life sucks.
We're naked, we're jobless. Life sucks. It's 57 after the hour, Max
Life
105
sucks.
Time.
Sucks. We have a bad job now. Life sucks. I'm tearing my shirt off in shame like they do in the Bible.
And she really is. She really is. And I gotta sit next to Mark, so put your shirt back on.
What's that supposed to mean?
Absolutely nothing, Mark.
Okay, then.
Yes, we've got weather and traffic with lovely Mark on this lovely, lovely
day.
Lovely day,
I know. I know I said
it's Armageddon here in the studio.
This was never part of my deal.
Even Mark is outraged.
Even I am outraged, yeah. You managed to offend me, you're doing something right.
Wrong, Mark. It's wrong. Very
weather
wrong.
And traffic.
Well, that depends
who cares
on your perspective.
Care.
Who cares about traffic?
Who much either to
drive your cars off the road and protest?
No. There's enough people doing that.
Be
already.
A martyr for 105.
There's enough people doing that already. There's two bridges open. Don't give them any ideas. With traffic stacked up for miles. There's a truck fire at Roosevelt and the Boulevard. Wait, Roosevelt is the Boulevard. Sorry, Roosevelt and Bustleton. Cancel that.
A truck fire.
A truck fire. Yeah, as in a truck that is on fire.
That's great.
Is Bunny in the truck?
Regrettably, no, but I'm getting to that.
Like,
we might have a chance. We have Chad going to get our new manager. But
Chad is on the road, so everyone be aware.
Chad is on the road,
he's
yes.
He's up 95.
Oh, God. Are you serious? He could have been the accident on the turnpike
then.
There's a very bad accident off the 26 ramp going westbound on the turnpike. It might have been him. I don't know. Weather is, well, gorgeous. It's 65, it's sunny, it's December.
It's hot as a mother in the
inside
studio.
The studio.
Inside
it's
the
dark
studio.
And bleak and cloudy. And
well,
there's
yeah,
storms on the horizon.
I might have a chance to fix that one crisis at a time.
Yeah,
my advice
to
the people outside is take a
the
day off. Call out sick, call out dead, take a vacation day, or otherwise find a way to skip work and stay out of the traffic unless you're already in it. I don't know. We sent Chad for a reason. I thought this through before I dispatched him. Chad couldn't find a seat in an empty movie theater. How was he going to find this guy at the airport?
Oh!
With a little luck, Chad will never find this guy and come back empty-handed. Then we can stay on the air.
I actually think you'll do very well spinning Britney Spears, Mark. I think
I think it'll fit you.
Spears.
If you can walk from your chair to the desk.
Throw me a freaking bone
to the
here.
Desk, sure. And because of the crisis, I was saving this for a celebration, but it's close enough. What'd I do with it? Here. Homemade for everyone.
What is it?
Homemade. 200 proof.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, great. I can hardly wait.
I've been saving this for a crisis. I think this qualifies.
I may actually take you up on your offer to drink in the studio as
I know I said I was going to quit drinking at work, but this was never part of the deal. That was before I found out about the format change.
I understand.
I'm sorry.
I'm kind of excited. How can you not be? Good tunes.
Yeah, baby!
Sure,
yeah.
They're good tunes. Sure, they're good tunes.
We're gonna be wrapping up the news and weather, right? I believe.
Who cares?
Sure, we can wrap
I
up.
I don't care. I'm gonna hang myself with my mic cord during this next song.
No, don't hang yourself.
Foo Fighters and stuff. Everything sucks at Max 105.
They'll stick around.
No!
And so will we!
That was our message to
Bunny. We don't know you anything.
Nothing. Not one thing. We got Maricel here.
Stick around. Hell no. We won't go. Hell no.
No. Huh? Hello, hey Maricel.
Yeah, it is not a happy day. On Max 105.
What do you make of all this? What the hell?
You know what? I'm just as shocked and as angry as you guys.
What do we do? Do we stay here?
I don't know.
How we gotta? I mean,
do we take our act on the road? Maybe we could do that.
I guess we're gonna have lots of meetings to change the format of the damn show here.
The one reason why
I can't listen to that first thing in the morning. Jesus.
The one reason why I come here is to get away from all those people. But anyway, Madonna's back in the spotlight. Yeah. On Max 105. Nothing new, right, guys? Well, remember a few weeks ago, our material girl was fighting to make sure an unauthorized bibliography doesn't get published. But now, ex-Boy Toy music video director Andy Bird has revealed that he has been writing a book about his 2-year relationship with
Madonna.
Claiming He has revealing letters and answering machine messages from their 2-year affair. He was said to have had a nervous breakdown after they both split.
Yeah.
Can we say stalker? No, I'm not very happy, so, and guess who else is back on the, from being MIA? The one, the Besides only, me. The Mr. Slim Shady.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he is being sued yet again, but this time by a former classmate for $1 million. The classmate claims that rapper Eminem branded him a bully on one of his songs in which the line says, quote, "I was harassed daily by this fat kid named D'Angelo Bailey."
Totally know that.
End quote. The cleaner from Detroit states that the slur has affected his reputation, which has made it difficult for him to fulfill his duties as a cleaner and has put a bust on his social life.
Excellent.
If you ask me, I think this guy has been inhaling too much cleaning fumes. I mean, come on, he can't be the only fat guy named D'Angelo Bailey. On a lighter note, I have been informed that P. Diddy,
angry.
I know I am, formerly known as Puff Daddy, has been looking to join the Full Monty. Well, okay, fine. Maybe not quite, but my source was at a wedding reception held next to P. Diddy's penthouse. They were fine dining when a naked Puff Daddy caught one of the guests' eye. Can I talk today? No. Apparently, P. Diddy was peeking out from behind his vertical blinds and started taking off his clothes, throwing them on top of his balcony. He stepped on top of the balcony and gave the newlyweds a little something to think about during their honeymoon. He gave them all the full Monty. One witness described the experience as funny as hell. Next up on the list is Whitney Houston, who has now been dubbed as the deadbeat diva. Apparently, she was almost choked to death by her drug dealer due to a $100,000-plus bill she spent on cocaine.
Yeah.
Other dealers have stepped out.
On drugs?
Yeah,
she's like
cocaine.
Dying.
Yeah, other dealers have stepped out and has threatened to kill her if she doesn't pay up. How sad is that, guys?
How do people know about dealers?
Yeah, she doesn't get in trouble. But hey, I sold her drugs, but she didn't pay me.
And finally,
bitch.
A little something on a Britney Spears.
Boo!
We'll enjoy this one. Her new movie, and yes, she
movie?
Has a movie called Crossroads.
No!
Well, I heard that they had to reshoot some scenes because previewers thought she wasn't wearing enough clothes. Also, the audience who was at the test screening
feels not complaining.
That, he says,
no.
Maybe Gil does like the format change.
I guess.
Yeah,
but they felt that the 105-minute movie, which is like short by Hollywood standards, was way too long. Huh. So will this be a Mariah Carey glitter repeat?
Yeah.
The 8-Ball says yes.
Yeah,
movies
baby.
Coming out this Friday, December 14th, are Vanilla Sky, starring Tom Cruise, Penelope Cruz, and Cameron Diaz, and also
isn't that his new girlfriend in that movie?
Yeah,
with him?
Penelope
Hate
Cruz.
Her.
I hate her as well.
Mm-hmm.
Hate her.
And also coming out is Not Another Teen Movie, starring people I have not
that
heard about.
That looks so good, though.
But yeah, it's like the scary movie of all teen movies.
Yeah, I'm tired of it.
And yeah, that's it.
Oh, and you know what else is coming out? Oh, it came out this
what
week.
Else?
Did you see Monsters, Inc.?
Oh, I heard that was
the
good.
Bomb.
That was cute.
But they're re-releasing
Monsters,
it
Inc.
with outtakes. You know how like in Pixar always does outtakes
end. Yeah.
Like for Toy
yeah.
Story?
Mm-hmm.
Sat in the theater the weekend Monsters, Inc. opened and waited for the outtakes, and they didn't have them. And I saw a commercial on TV. They're re-releasing the movie with the same movie. But
in theaters again?
That's
yeah,
good.
What's in yeah. theaters still, but now they're putting the one with outtakes. It's
got good
isn't
reviews.
That a slick way to get
so
people see
everybody,
it
yeah,
always
go out and see it.
The man. It's like the man bringing us down.
Us down here in the studio. Today, this terrible day.
Well, thanks, Marisol. That was
all right,
a
no problem.
Dish, but I'm too bereaved to carry.
It's 5 after the hour, max 105 time. 9 after the hour. See, I can't even read the clock. My eyes are
we're
so blurry with tears.
With grief, and we don't even care to do our job anymore.
I don't, yeah.
But,
it's just a sad,
know,
sad day.
Song. The man who sold the world.
Or the station.
The
out.
Man who sold out.
The man who sold the station out.
And it doesn't even matter.
Is it going? What's going on?
It's not going because the world
is falling
ending.
Apart.
This is a very depressive day on Max 105.
I'll say.
Nirvana.
This is David Bowie's song.
No. We're back. 14 minutes after the hour. Max 105.
Max 105.
Oh.
Oh. Oh. Bleep. Huh. I'm mad.
FCC is going to be calling you up about that.
Well, don't we have people that are on the buzzer for me?
No.
My irreverence can go over the edge at any time.
Especially when you're upset about being sold out.
That's right, my God. Right, now I'm done talking.
The corporation's taking us down, but we got Gil. Gil, bring us back.
Okay, I'm going to try to do this. Pretty upset.
You don't Gil's like devastated. NSYNC, do you?
Gil, you Gil? Sound upset.
Gil, what's your feeling on NSYNC?
I'm excited to tell
sports?
You.
They suck.
They suck.
You're not a fan?
It just, it doesn't.
They suck.
Just sports, you know, like NSYNC, Britney.
They're like soccer, I'm sure.
They don't mesh.
Softball, maybe?
Are you saying that soccer and softball, or was he sports?
I am saying that.
Soccer?
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong, Britney Spears, you know, she looks good, but I'm not really feeling her music.
But you would feel her.
Yes, I bet you would.
Yeah, you
see,
that.
We can talk about that today.
Yeah,
tomorrow.
It's our last day of irreverence.
All right, so I'm just going to do this.
Be a trooper, Gil.
Okay.
Don't cry, dry your eyes.
Never let up, even though you're fed up. Girl, keep your head up.
No.
Tupac.
Oh, you kids and the rap.
All right, I'm going to do this.
And the hipping and the hopping. Oh,
God. Go ahead, Gil.
Anyway, Allen Iverson says he's going to play Tuesday night when the Philadelphia 76ers visit the Atlanta Hawks. Iverson has missed two games because of a sprained left thumb. A team spokesman said Monday that Iverson is probable for the game. Also on Monday, the Sixers placed guard Speedy Claxton on the injured list with a left ankle sprain and activated guard Eric Snow off the injured list. Claxton hurt his ankle in the first quarter of Philly's 92-83 loss to the Grizzlies in Memphis on Saturday night. Snow has missed all 20 regular season games with a broken left thumb. The Sixers continue to nurse other injuries. Aaron McKee remained in the locker room Saturday to undergo treatment for a lower back injury he suffered in the Sixers' loss at San Antonio on Friday night. And Derek Coleman missed his second straight game because of a hyperextended left knee. Coleman plans to see the doctor Monday and possibly have his knee drained. The Sixers continue to struggle with a record of 8-12, and they trail the division-leading New Jersey Nets by 4.5 games. The NFC East leading Eagles are now 8-4 after winning their second straight, 5-6, and improved to just 3-4 at Veterans Stadium. Donovan McNabb passed for 221 yards and 2 touchdowns, and Brian Dawkins returned Tomlinson's fumble for 49 yards for a touchdown, leading the Birds to a 24-14 victory over the San Diego Chargers on Sunday.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, that was a big win. They needed that one.
Yep,
I bet they did.
Doug Flutie threw for 307 yards and 2 touchdowns against the NFL's top-ranked pass defense, but San Diego couldn't overcome 4 turnovers and lost its 6th consecutive game after opening 5-2.
It's a sports dance party.
Jenny Barber, the wife of Coach Bill Barber, died December 8th after an 8-month battle with lung cancer. She was 48. Barber was behind the bench after 48. His. Yeah,
oh,
just 48.
Sad.
Barber was behind the bench after his wife's death at his family's request, coaching the Flyers to a 5-1 victory over the Wild. From my family's standpoint, Jen and my kids thought I should be here, Barber said after the game. On top of that, I felt the same way for my players that I wanted to be here for them. Jenny Barber died at their Cherry Hill, New Jersey home. The couple was married for 28 years. In addition to her husband, Jenny Barber is survived by a daughter, Carrie, and a son, Brooks. The Flyers improved their record to 14-8-5, and they trail the division-leading Rangers by 4 points. That's all for sports.
Oh, wow.
And
that was about as uplifting as the news we got this morning.
Yeah,
but
I just don't feel like doing this anymore.
I have a plan, Gil.
Too frustrated.
I was thinking, with your masculine charm, you could woo Bunny and
seduce her
into coming back around. And
she's a spinster, Gil. She wants a rock solid man in her life.
I don't know. That's a big woman.
You could hold all the cards.
That's a lot to handle.
You don't like, you don't like bigger women?
I'd send Mark, but I don't think he'd be much help for you.
I think he had her already. How do you think he...
I never heard that at the old water cooler, Gil. What are you
That's
doing?
How he kept his job, is that what you're thinking?
Oh, no. All the pieces are coming together.
Maybe Mark's trying to oust us all out of here so you can take over.
And Mark is the only member of the Max 105 staff that actually listens to Britney Spears socially. I know that about you.
It's all
you told me it one night when you were drunk.
I know.
It's all Mark's fault.
It's all coming together. The madness. The madness.
Speaking of madness, pretty soon we're going to have Lyle Ortman in the studio if Chad gets him here in one piece.
Chad.
Trust me, I have complete faith in Chad to screw this up.
I feel like I'm playing Clue. All the pieces of the sordid affair are coming
together. Chad's a good kid.
In all their sinister glory. Corruption. Anyway.
It was Mark in the study with Britney Spears and Bunny.
Hey, here's a song called "What Notice Big Brown Beaver"
about Bunny. This is definitely about Bunny.
Yeah, why not?
Because it's not starting.
Prime is rocking it to you because the world sucks. On Max 105 and stuff.
20 minutes after the hour.
And others.
Max 105 WMAX
with the promo.
She wants me national. And we're back. Oh, we're definitely back in the studio, and we have our wonderful, special, celebrated, wonderful guest. That's all we can say about this Lyle Ortman fellow. We have all met him about 10 seconds ago.
Just talk to us. Don't give us any smoke and mirrors. Don't give us any corporate mumbo
jumbo. Quite honest, we don't really want you here, Lyle. We don't like you. Your name's dumb. Your new station format's dumb.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You know, that's not a very nice way to be treating your new boss.
Well, we figure we should just level with you here because I'd rather not hear any corporate crap right now, so just give us...
Nope, you're going to get the strike poop there, lady. Young lady, you too there, young lady, and all you other people in his studio. Now, let me tell you, on Monday, there are going to be some changes in here, okay? First of all, there will be no disrobing within this studio confines. I'll tell you that right now. And there will be no alcoholic beverages on the premises.
What?
That's right, Mark. You got to clean up your act there, sonny boy.
What if I give you some? How about that?
No, sir. There'll be no drinking during work time. If you want to do any drinking, you do it on your own time, you hear?
All
right. I'm not going to take any of your crap.
Lyle Ortman don't mess around.
That's right. There's a new broom here. New broom sweeps clean, as they say.
Whoa.
Here at Fuzzy Channel Communications, we run a tight ship, and that means you toe the line or you hit the highway. It's my way or the highway. Now, let me tell you something right now. Britney Spears sells records. She is a clean, fine, upstanding young lady, not these heroin addicts you guys were playing before. Give me that playlist you guys had there today. What you got here? Heroin addict. Kurt Cobain. He took heroin, did he not? How about Soundgarden? I've seen them. My kid plays them records. All garbage. It's trash. Trash. Nothing but trash. Jimi Hendrix. Purple Haze. What's that? That guy, he died of an overdose, didn't he? Did he not? You would never see Britney Spears inject anything into her veins.
Just into her boobs.
But let me remind you, breast implants are legal. It is a legal activity. I think I can go myself, if I choose, can go to a rhinoplasty and get a breast implant. A rhinoplastician, whatever you call them. I'm not here to talk medicine. I'm here to talk about Britney all the time, 24/7. I want to hear more about Justin Timberlake. I want to hear more about the Backstreet Boys. I want you guys to get into a different mindset come Monday. You got the weekend to figure out what you want to do. If you don't want to get into this format, then I suggest you find other jobs. You march right out to that Xerox machine. You start cranking out them resumes. And I will give you a good reference because you had a very good career here. There's one guy going out the door right now. You know who I think is going to be a good team player? I talked to him on the way over here from the airport. That was Chad, the intern.
No!
Yes, sir. Now I understand that Chad has not been held in very high regard, but let me tell you, he is a diamond in the rough, let me tell you. And I think he's got great... You laugh, young lady, but I tell you...
Did he do his Hollywood wouldn't press
the hour is not. Oh, he did his famous disc jockey voice.
Very talented.
Wait, hold on, I got one. I'm Lyle Ortman. Hi, I'm Lyle Ortman.
Hi.
Young lady, that will not endear you to me. Young lady, you're in for a rude awakening.
Clearly,
you've
no appetite
you
for
a
reference,
you could be
sir.
In a you could be in a whole heap of trouble here.
Well, yeah. I'm just giving you the straight poop, Lyle Ortman.
Well, I
think you're crap.
And I appreciate the straight poop, but young lady, well, perhaps this
Gil,
may be...
Gil's fixing to kick the straight crap right out of you.
He's fixing, he's going to give you
well,
a
now,
whooping.
Gil, I think Gil come around. He seems like a nice fella over there. He does the sports. I think 12-year-olds and people who are into Britney Spears, they're into sports as well. I don't see...
You talking to me?
You talking to me? And that's another thing, too. You're going to get a whole slew of new sound effects in here. You can keep the Simpsons stuff. The other stuff, that Austin Powers crap, I don't want to hear that no more. Because that's stumped 12-year-olds. Don't listen to that.
12-year-olds don't get horny?
No, sir. No, ma'am. No, they do not. They have their hormones inching.
Throw me a freaking bone here.
They don't throw bones.
That's right. That's right. They have their hormones in check. Hell, they don't even know what their hormones are yet. So let me tell you, they're going to be...
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
What other songs are you playing here? They're all heroin addicts, drug addicts, people, hippies, long hair, smelly FM radio types. I can't stand them.
Long hairs.
That's right. Britney Spears, she is clean as the pure driven snow. Let me tell you, she is a virgin. Can you tell me with all honesty that any of those people on that playlist are virgins? I don't think so.
Sure,
who? Name one. Name one over there, you drunken fool.
Courtney Cox.
Hell, yeah, well, she's on a TV show. She don't put out records. What are you talking about?
Perry Farrell.
Perry Farrell, that guy.
He's a very virginal figure.
Jane's Addiction. I'm sorry, madam. Who do you think you're talking to? You think I was born yesterday? I know the radio business, and I know what people want to hear. They don't want to hear this alternative rock anymore.
Gil's a virgin.
That's dead. Alternative rock is dead. It's been dead for how many years now? Britney is what's in top 40 kitty stuff, you know, bubblegum, breast implants, sweets, you know, candy, all that stuff. It's all in now.
You're a perverted sick man, though.
No, ma'am, I am not. You know what I am? I'm a bottom line man. I see what sells, and I go for that market. That's right.
Can we play songs?
Well, we're gonna play some more of our debaucherous,
Now, I want your comments. Now, I've said a lot now, and I want to know what you all think here. Go ahead, speak freely. This may be the last time you may be able to do that.
Shut off, there. Bops, man.
What? What? How about something positive, huh? Let's bring some love into the room, shall we? Not all this negativity.
Why.
I just flew in here from Dallas, for God's sake. I even had a hot meal, and here y'all are rare hostile and treating me like this. I don't think this is very hospitable.
We were really pulling for you to get caught up in that truck fire.
But it's a tremendous
Young lady,
shock to
you're
us.
On my last nerve. Let me tell you, you're on my last nerve.
I have to say, since he's gotten here, it's gotten colder in the room, hasn't it?
Ooh. You have brought down the temperature.
You're
in the room.
Devil, you know.
Well, I do have that effect on people. Thank you very much.
Everything's the devil with you, mama.
Now, there are any other questions before I must depart? How about you people over there in the peanut gallery?
You guys
something
have
to
any
say?
Comments?
What's that now?
Keep things the way they are.
Gil, I tell you with all honesty, it just saddens
me.
Sydney, I mean, Gil, it just saddens me to no end that I got to change y'all what you're doing. But, you know,
Sydney?
It don't sell.
Sydney?
That's somebody else. It looks just like him. Excuse me.
Okay.
I am human.
Is that your boyfriend?
No, ma'am. I've been married to the same woman for 35 years.
Yes,
let me tell
Sydney,
you.
That's just like Gil.
I've got four grown
that's
children.
His wife.
And let me tell you, they're not working radio. Let me tell you. They're not sitting behind a microphone making cheap yucks all morning.
Married for 35 years. Maybe that's why you're so bitter. So bitter
so
and cold.
Bitter.
All right, now, y'all had your fun. Now it's time to straighten up and get to business, okay? I'm talking here, young lady. I took the liberty.
Just got put in her place.
Amy, shut down his microphone.
I will be signing your checks if you choose to remain working here. Let me repeat.
Ooh.
You will be listening to what I say. Now, don't you do that to me there, young lady. You touch that and I'll break that finger. I will.
Oh, wait.
I'm an NRA, for God's sake.
Do you carry heat, as they say in the South?
Packing heat? Do I pack heat?
Yes.
I don't have to divulge that. That is my business. Now, let me tell you.
I think that's a threat.
No, it's not a threat. No, no, no. It's just a little...
Do you know it's illegal to carry firearms in Philadelphia?
I have a license, young lady.
Oh. No.
That's right. Me and 007. Now, let me tell you something. I brought along with me some discs I want you all to play to kind of warm up the audience of what they're going to be hearing come Monday morning at 6 a.m. with the Tara and Jessica show. Now, if you don't choose to be here to do that show, I'll do it myself. I'll get Gil over here and I'll get Chad on here to do that morning show.
If we go, Gil goes. Gil's with the ladies.
Well, I don't know about that.
All the time.
All right, now. Y'all got that Britney Spears disc queued up there, honey?
Sure.
Could y'all play, please?
Oh, sure.
Oh, Britney Spears, I'm on the edge of my seat. Which tune will it be?
Now, I want you to just appreciate the kind of music this is. Now, this ain't Britney Spears. I know Britney Spears when I hear it. That's some more of that there hippie music. Probably a heroin addict, no doubt. Huh. Or a crack fiend.
A heroin addict.
We can't even talk. The microphone's not on.
I know I may be young, but I've got feelings too. And I need to do what I feel like doing. So let me go.
Woo! Woo!
Now I want you to listen to this. Now doesn't this sound sweet?
This is a reference.
Yeah, now don't you like this?
Yes!
Now this is more uplifting.
So true. I'm a slave for you.
Now what's wrong with this?
I think this is very nice. What is get it, get it? What is she referring? Get what?
Who are these kids and what are they getting? I don't.
What's that? Yes, she is. She is a virgin, unlike the other people that you've been playing here.
She's a virgin who sells sexuality.
It's an innocent type of sexuality. I may interject, if I may.
Could I point out that she wears a crotch on her bandana? A crotch on her bandana.
Slave!
Well, if I may interject... This is a very diverse society. Sexuality is not limited to one particular stereotype. Maybe you haven't learned that
Lyle
yet.
Lyle Ortman, do you want to dance up on Britney?
Don't you want to dance up on me?
No, ma'am, I do not dance. Now, I like, isn't this great? Isn't this great stuff? Don't you like this here, folks? Yeah, Mark over there. He's a sensible young man. Marcel, what do you think? Burn Britney, she said. Well, we'll just have to work on her a little bit. This is just wonderful. I think this is great. I think the kids will really love this.
Oh, we're on.
See, y'all are getting into it. I can see that.
Jess is quite enjoying it.
Could you turn that down just a bit, sweetheart? I can't hear myself think. Just keep it up. That's good. Now, don't you think this is far more uplifting than hearing I'm going to kick tomorrow. You know,
sir, I'm game.
Nothing about that. You know, nothing about that here. Well, y'all making fun of it now, but I tell you, you'll warm up to it, let me tell you. Pretty soon you won't be able to get it out of your head. It'll be buzzing through your mind all day.
Just like we wanted to do to the minds of the
people. I already feel better. That rest of that crap you play, that just depresses the hell out of me.
Now, y'all got to admit that.
That was some good tunes.
That's rocking stuff. And I tell you what, it's going to sell gangbusters. This is going to be the number one station in this market in two ratings books. I guarantee you, if my name isn't Lyle Ortman.
My name is Lyle Ortman.
That's right, lady. Don't forget it. That's my name. Don't wear it out. This is going to be the top-rated station. Forget about Q102. Forget about Power 99 or whatever. Z100. I don't care.
New York.
I don't care. Philadelphia, New York. Don't matter to me. It's all records. It's all people.
We're going to be the best station ever.
That's right.
In the world.
And y'all are going to help me. And if you don't want to help me, y'all can get out. Okay? I said my piece. I'm out of here.
Just throughout the country.
And I'll tell you what. You may even be syndicated.
Legal nationwide.
You could be if you play your cards right and just listen to what I say. But, okay, before I go, I'm going to say one thing. Okay? Now, y'all listen. You can play one more of your hippie, freaky tunes. I'll allow you one more, and that's it. And then we're done, okay? So it's up to you.
He's a very sinister man.
That's right. I know what I'm doing, man. Ma'am, I've been doing this for 25 years. I know what I'm doing. Radio is my business. That's right. Now I'll say, Vi con Dios.
Thanks.
Thank you, Lyle.
That was a very jarring and emotional experience.
So for our last song, what would you guys like to play?
I don't know. What do you want to play?
When I Come Around.
When I Come Around.
Okay. It's
because we're not coming around anymore. Ever. We're gone.
Station.
We're done.
Go, guys.
He's broken our spirits since Mags 105.
Yeah. Yeah, baby. Yeah.
That's all, folks.